Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A massive new long-term care facility is being constructed on the outskirts of Brighton as the province and municipality look to combine three smaller facilities into a new 256-bed home, complete with modern amenities for a community feel. The project has been years in the planning and development stages, requiring land availability, permitting, and zoning approvals by the municipality prior to shovels in the ground. Construction is already underway as the foundation is being built. As more seniors enter care, Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander says 256 beds may not be enough to meet the demand in his community.
It may not be enough at the end of the day, but it's going to be a massive long-term care facility build for our community. It will increase the capacity for long-term residential care in the area because it's combining three existing homes into one, but also increasing the number of beds available. So we were just incredibly pleased that Omni chose Brighton as the site for this redevelopment, and we're happy to see it happening.
So talk to us about timelines on some of the construction. I see there is construction going on, concrete, foam. What's the timeline to get this project really off the ground and going?
Well, like any massive building project of this nature, it's going to be a couple years, so we're expecting a 2027 grand opening.
Now, in terms of the planning on your part, this must have been a couple years in the making to start discussing permits, location, design. Just walk us through that.
Well, the location was really Omni's decision, and the landowner who owned this parcel of land who made it available to Omni to purchase. It's right in our built boundary of the community, on the outside of our built boundary, but certainly in the serviced area, so it makes a lot of sense that we'd put a facility like this in this location. I've been texting and calling Minister Piccini for probably 3 or 4 years about this project, knowing that there was something in the works and wondering when we were going to be putting shovels in the ground. So today's a really good day when we're able to stand together and say, let's get going.
So on the back end, council planning, staff planning, what did you have to do to clear the hurdles out of the way to start getting the shovels in the ground?
Well, you know, as with any planning project, there's site plan approvals, there's rezonings that were required, there all sorts of those kinds of consents through the planning department. We have an incredibly nimble staff who worked closely with Omni and the ministry to get that red tape out of the way and get this project going. So incredibly thankful to the staff for doing that hard work and that heavy lifting, and incredibly thankful to council who sees the benefit in a project like this in our community and said yes.
Now let's talk about the building itself. We heard there's going to be a barbershop, there's going to be a lot of amenities, visiting rooms. But more importantly, it sounds like it's a building that's going to be a community, not kind of the old saying, it's kind of like a warehouse, but more of a community feeling. Yeah. Is that what you get from this design?
I see more than just a roof over people's heads. I see that we're building community here in Brighton in this facility. It's going to have a chapel, it's going to have visiting rooms, it's going to have, as you say, a barbershop. So yeah, it's going to be a community unto itself, and rightfully so for the residents who live here and may need those needs much closer to home than the rest of us do.
Now, staffing's always been an issue in the healthcare sector. Are you confident that you'll be able to meet the demand to get this building open?
Well, I'm confident that Omni has the skills to make sure they're hiring the right people for the right jobs, and I know that the Ontario government's working very hard on that skilled trades file to make sure that those people are here in Northumberland, here in Brighton, and here across the province of Ontario.
Now, when you talk about the three buildings being kind of merged into one, does this account for future possible needs? You might be able to expand to another building or add a floor or whatnot. Is there the future needs assessment done to maybe accommodate more than 256 people?
I wouldn't anticipate that there would be an expansion. This facility is taking up most of the square footage that you see around us here today. But I do know that the province is working very hard on similar rebuilds elsewhere. So we know what the capacity needs are, and we know what the demographics look like from a provincial perspective, and I'm confident that the province is working hard to make sure that these facilities are up and running for our senior community.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.